What's up, everybody? Yogi Roth here, Life Without Limits podcast. First one from another country. I'm here in Europe at an Airbnb, and I just got to Paris. And I want to recap my trip in London. I'm going to try to keep these 5 minutes or less and then recap them when I get back from this trip. Like I mentioned on the previous episode, instead of blogging or a ton of Instagramming or a bunch of videos, the muse on this trip is going to be this device. And it's the first time I've even used this device, so we'll see what happens. But we're going to interview some other people. We're going to get some random conversations, and we're going to go for it. So quickly, to get into it, because the clock is already winding, we're going to be under five here. London came out of the gates, and it was fire. It was just straight smoke from jump. Didn't miss a beat. Off the plane, away we went, and hit the ground running. Met up with an old friend who actually just became a friend. Met this woman a year ago on a yoga retreat. She was on the retreat. I was just passing through, and of course, I introduced myself, and my name's Yogi. And at a yoga retreat, for anybody who's about to name some children, Yogi's a great name. It's like you have the biggest advantage in the history of the world when you show up at a all-women's yoga retreat, and your name is Yogi. So that was absolutely hilarious. So we reconnected, stayed in touch, and it was just absolutely classic. But she took me around this city, and I got to see all the elements of the locals. Little nooks and crannies, got to walk along the river, and London was just absolutely magical. And what I learned along that first night and the subsequent nights, because I continue to connect, reconnect, meet random people along the way, was that traveling is my pure muse. You know, we see that word, we hear that word sometimes, and sometimes it's in context, sometimes it's out of it. But for me, it is truly, it's what stokes my fire. And it's been absolutely magical. And I reconnected with a writer friend of mine, and she was absolutely amazing. And what we talked about throughout an entire evening walking through Primrose Park, if you've ever been there in London, was this idea that we all want to create and share stories. And I think as I leave London on my way to Paris, the biggest lesson that I learned from this beautiful muse, which is the beginning of this adventure, was that we are all truly artists. And I never really said that about myself. But I think when we look at sports, you know, I always liken receivers to artists on the field. You know, they have to chunk information and see formations and see defensive rotations and understand spacing and understand where to push a defender, where to not push a defender. And you're creating a form of art. If you ever watch basketball, right? I mean, it's poetry in motion. I think for me as an athlete, in this storytelling phase, it was really cool to hear from somebody and almost enable me to use the word. You know, I've never used it first person. You know, I've had people say that to me, hey, you're an artist. This is why maybe you think a little differently, or this is why you have a lot of different ideas that you want to chase down. But I don't know if I ever stood up and said, yeah, man, I'm an artist. And to be sitting in the top of Primrose Hill and just watching the sunset and taking a walk all over that area, it was absolutely magical. So for me, the trip was all about coming out of the gate smoking. It was absolute fire night one, reconnecting with old friends and new friends the next couple days. And then, of course, getting to this place where I found that, yeah, man, it's cool to call yourself an artist, because we all are. Whether we can paint or not, it doesn't matter. Whether we can crawl or whether we can draw inside the lines or not, it doesn't matter. It's about accepting the fact that we all have a creative gene. And to me, as we continue to chase down this idea of what does it mean to be human, to me, it means to create. It means to charge. It means to go. And I found early on this trip that my muse, which has been traveling for a long time, continues to be. So a very positive first leg. I'm on my way to Paris. It's going to be epic. I cannot wait. We'll kind of see what happens from there. But thanks for the support along the way. I'm having fun with these short little guys. Dropping in and dropping out. And as always, I think we leave a little challenge at the end of what's your muse and what do you hope to create? Maybe it's a beautiful family. Maybe it's a badass treehouse. Maybe it's a perfect garden. Maybe it's a script. Who knows what it is? But I do believe that we all are artists, and it's time that we say it out loud. So as an artist, thanks for the love. And as always, well, if you can't tell, I'm getting smoked right now by the allergies and a cold here in Europe, but it ain't going to hold me down, man. Because, like we always end on this podcast, the only limits that we set are the ones we set ourselves. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.